You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Do you know that success is a mind game? Really not a game, but it's actually how you play your thoughts out. It's how you're thinking things through. Do you know if you can win in your mind, you can win anywhere else, but if you can't win in your mind, you can't win anywhere else. We'll be talking about how winning and success has to do with the mind, a mind game. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening? This
This is important. This is exciting. And it's necessary for everyone who wants to be successful.
Yes.
I think of Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's so important what we think and what we believe and what is in between, you know, our thoughts. What are we focusing on? It's true. If you think you can, but if you think you can't, that's also true. You can.
So the creator of the universe, the one that created us in his image and his likeness, had through the unction of his spirit through King Solomon to a proverb, the wisest man on the face of the earth, wrote out, for as a man thinks in his head, that's exactly who he is. So you can actually look at somebody's life and you can know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I am not thinking that. Oh, you were thinking that all day, right?
Yes, sure.
Right. And so you can tell somebody who's not thinking success.
Yeah.
They're thinking failure. You know, thinking, or you can see people that are thinking about winning. And sometimes you can see they're outside of their life going like, their body hasn't caught up with their thoughts, but they're talking, they're thinking winning.
Sure.
Actually, it's like things catch up, you know, to your mind when you begin to have those thoughts.
What you believe determines what you think. What you think determines what you do. And what you do determines what you get. Mm. If you don't like what you've been getting, you got to start changing to what are you believing? Because belief will, you know, dictates thought.
That's powerful. I have something like that in my book talking about, I think it's Frank Outlaw that he wrote, that, you know, your thoughts, watch your thoughts because they become
habits.
And watch your habits because they become
actions.
Right. And watch your actions because they become your destiny.
Your destiny. Wow.
Yeah. And so those things just kind of build on each other. And the truth is, there's a lot of things after our thoughts today. Hmm. But you have to focus. I mean, we talk about a full focused life in VFNKB community. You got to focus. And one of your keys to your success is focusing on what's on your mind. John, what is first in regards to understanding that it is definitely a mind game for even sports figures?
Yes. Right? Listen, the Ohio Center for Sports Psychology put this together for us. They actually train athletes. And a lot of times people think of athletes just physically, right? Their physical performance and skill set. But they're talking about mental skills necessary for athletes to be successful, and these skills are transferable to you, to me, to our business, organizations, whatever we're doing. So the very first one is choose and maintain a positive attitude.
So you have to choose it.
I think the operative words here are choosing and maintaining.
You have to be positive.
You have to make a decision. You got to be definitive. You have to choose, right? Make it decide this is what I'm going to do, but it also requires for you to maintain it, because a lot of people can She's, well, I'm going to be happy today, or I'm going to be positive today.
Right.
But the first negative thing that happens, I'm going to choose not to be positive anymore.
Right.
You got to maintain this thing. You got to persevere and say, you know what? No matter what comes my way, we're going to stay positive about that. And that can be a challenge.
Yeah, a lot of people really, I know they struggle with this because they're really wanting to be positive.
Yeah.
But they don't understand it's actually a choice that they make.
Yes.
Nobody can make it for you.
It's a fight, isn't it?
You can't pay for no money to go to some place somewhere. They're just going to tell you ultimately you have to decide to be positive. It's a choice, which is cool, which means you actually have the power. God's given you the power to decide that you're going to be positive.
Yeah.
You can choose that.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, he says in his word, he says, choose today what you're going to serve. Are you going to serve positive? Are you going to serve negative? Are you going to serve God? Are you going to serve blessings or cursings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's powerful. That's a free will agent. We're a free will agent creating the image and likeness of God that we can decide, which is so cool because you can decide to be successful.
That's right.
You can make those choices.
Your attitude will determine your altitude. And if you choose wisely, if you make that decision, your attitude is a state of mind. What type of, you know, mental state are you going to put yourself in? Sometimes people just allow situations and outcomes and events in the world to dictate what's going to be the state of their mind.
And there's a lot of people, John, that have, they're intentionally putting that negative press out.
Oh, my goodness.
They're intentionally trying to get people that choose to have a negative response. As a matter of fact, I heard America and is at the best place it's ever been in the history of America. Mm. The world is at the best place it's ever been in the history of the world in regards to people coming out of poverty. Is the best, but we have so many people that are working overtime to convince people to choose to be negative and feel negative instead of positive about a positive thing. And some people are doing it.
I saw a headline the other day. So some newscaster said, this was a perfect time for a recession. Yeah. I mean, what is that?
Wanting it to happen. Which means losing your job, getting unemployed, losing your increase.
How could that be good?
Well, it's somebody who actually wants bad things for you. Yeah. They don't want you to be successful. It's probably somebody who actually already is successful, and they could actually forego the loss of a job for
exactly.
a period because they got millions of dollars. But the majority, everyday people, you cannot, you know, they're living in a short time frame between checks.
Which makes me think this, too, that if you're going to choose, make that decision, part of that, you know, ability to make that decision to choose a right attitude also means you're going to have to choose not to listen to certain people and the things that they're going to say. They're going to cause you to go down in your belief and in your faith and your attitude.
If you want to change your future, change those that you hang out with. Because if you're hanging out with people that decide not to be successful, they look at the reasons why things don't work, then it's not going to work for you. They're going to constantly plant those thoughts in your mind and your head.
Absolutely.
And so you have to, I mean, as Christians, we're like people of faith. We believe. Mm-hmm. We call things that are not as though they were. I mean, God's called us to be people of faith.
Change agents.
I mean, change agents and light influencers. And if we don't know that, we're letting other people influence us. So I would say definitely that's a number one thing, a positive.
No doubt.
Choose to have a positive. And negative people go, here it goes. PM, positive mental attitude,
that's
PMA.
Right.
It's like, okay, you're not the one.
No.
Next, we'll take the next one. All right,
Maintain it. Number two, maintain a high level of self-motivation. And I think that's so important because people that want motivation often think that it's somebody else's responsibility to motivate them. The truth is that you have to motivate yourself. You have to know what's inside of you that causes you to get up in the morning. Why do you are going to attack the day? What's in for you? What's your vision? So those things that motivate you should be on the forefront of your mind, but you have to identify them first so that you can maintain them. You can't maintain what you don't know.
True. Self-maintenance. I like that. And the fact is, too, your vision has to be big enough that gets you out of bed.
It has
to be something that's so exciting that your problem is not getting out of bed, it's actually going to bed.
Come on.
But you needed that. We talked about in the previous program, but it needs to be something that excites you, that you're a part of a change agent that they're talking about. But maintaining, what John and I do, and a lot of people that we talk about in the VFNKB community to help people out through coaching, is we show you ways that you can be, you know, motivated, inspired. There's a reason why in VFNKB community, every day almost, we have new content coming in, not long content, but content where you could listen to. Maybe this right now you're listening to it. Is the fact that you need that every day. You need to pour some good stuff into your thought pattern, some good, you know, just something to stir you up again, something to make you think outside the box. And some people just watch the same bad news every day, you know, and they complain, this stuff I'm watching on my DVR
and
is terrible.
Different
right?
results,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Insanity, right?
I don't know why I'm not happy. I don't know why I'm not positive.
Right. If they're not for you and for your future, they're not going to motivate you.
No.
And so think about hanging around some folks, you know, pick a certain time every week or every month that you hang out with people that may be at a different level of success than you, that you're going to talk and brainstorm. You know, have that brain mass that we talk about, the brainstorming type sessions we have at the summits. And that it's so important. It's just that's what God's created you to do. If you aren't going anywhere, if you don't have that motivation, that inspiration, I mean, what's the meaning of life, right?
No doubt.
You're meant to create. God is the big creator. He created us in his image and likeness. And we're like the small C creators. You know, what are you creating in your life? What kind of business? What kind of family? What kind of ministry are you creating? And God's given us that. Listen, we're going to go to a break. But I want you to take a moment and comment below. What are your thoughts about aspect of just self-motivation, inspiring yourself, making those right choices? Comment below. We love hearing from you about that. Maybe you got some other ideas about self-motivation, inspiration, and the mind game, which is so important. How do you inspire yourself to be able to get the right thoughts for success? Write to us also at friends@vfnkb.com. Success is a mind game. Listen, if you can win in your mind, you can win everywhere. But you don't win in your mind, you won't win anywhere. Isn't that true, John? When you
this
think about
true.
How powerful it is for us to be able to understand, it has to do with our mind.
Proverbs 23:7, we said it early in the program. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
So is.
As he thinks,
right.
Not as your neighbor thinks,
right.
Not as your family thinks.
Right.
It's about what you think. And if you think you can, you can. But if you think you can't, you can't.
You're right. You're right. Either way, you're right. Oh, wow. That's powerful.
So we're talking about these, you know, mind games. Success is a mind game. And we're talking about these mental skills that athletes from the, you know, Ohio, this is sports psychology.
Right.
That they implement to be successful, but these skills are transferable.
And it's going to build, too, because we got some really interesting things we're going to share. Make sure you stick with the whole program.
Yeah, you got to stay with us. Here's number three, set high and realistic goals. And I think this is so important because I think that in today's culture, people are not shooting high enough, I believe. I believe that you're just saying, you know, it's something in the air that says, I just want to be good enough. I don't want to stick out. I want to be in the middle of the road. And you have to start to believe again, to start setting the standard high. And I think one of the reasons why people don't do that is because they're afraid to fail.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure, and more so, I think, fear of what others are going to say about their failure. They're terrified of that ridicule. They're terrified of people saying, look, you tried and you weren't successful. You shouldn't have done it to begin with. And you have to start believing again that no matter what, I'm going to aim for the, you know, for the moon. I may hit the stars, you know.
Star hit the moon.
Yeah, star hit the moon. But you're going to shoot for something, you know, lest you shoot for nothing. And what a shame to get to the end of your life and say, you know what, I didn't achieve anything because I was too fearful. You know, someone once said it, you know, at the end of my life, I don't want to regret the things that I did. You know, the bigger regret is the things that I never did, you know, that I never went out and stepped out.
That's what people regret, is the things they didn't do, because you would have done everything, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think about this too. You said, you know, set high goals. Leaders are the ones, successful people are the ones that go, I'm willing to just do this.
Yeah.
They're not looking around going like, are you doing it? What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? If you're asking them and they're not doing it, they're going to give you the answer like, no, don't do it. And they'll tell you why. Oh, my goodness. You know, you might lose your medium.
Do you know you're not educated for that?
You might lose your lukewarm experience and your sad reality, right? He's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to lose this.
Yeah.
But it's that you know, you have to live on that.
It
but
is.
Also, there's another aspect of that, you know, setting too high of a goal. I mean, it needs to be realistic.
Yeah.
You know, that you can be a low setter, but you could be a high setter. And the second, you know, New Year's resolutions, people set these things. I'm going to, you know, and they dot, dot, dot.
Right.
And within 3 weeks, I think they've quit them because they were just too big of a goal.
Can't get outside your house, running a mile a day is not going to be realistic, right?
Right. You got to project like a year from now, I'll be running a mile today.
Yeah.
And so having those realistic goals and give yourself time to achieve them. So if you want to change a behavior, you know, think about, I'm going to give myself mercy and grace and work on a strategy for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And at the end of 6 weeks, I want to achieve that behavior modification. You don't go like, overnight, I'm going to stop eating bacon, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for Southerners. Anyway, so or biscuits, right?
Yeah.
Biscuits.
I can do biscuits.
Yeah. Thank you, biscuits. Anyway, so, but you think about it, if you say, well, I got 6 weeks to modify my behavior, then you say, well, I was 20% successful the first week. I was 30% successful the third week. By the time you start finding out, you develop a habit over a period of of 90 days, six weeks or so, 40 days. You know, it builds a habit inside of you. And that's what you really need, is you need success habits. And so having a realistic time frame to meet that goal, but also having some realistic goals. I mean, it takes a while. You know, somebody says, you know, I want to be a doctor. And it's like, okay, you're looking at probably 9 years at a minimum hard work. You know, a lot of dedication over a period of time, a vocabulary that John and I probably couldn't pronounce.
No,
some of the,
no.
But that's your goal. You have to be realistic in how you're setting that particular goal.
And one of the ways you know it's realistic is you measure it. And you measure it, and you know how you're growing by tracking it.
Right.
You got to do the discipline of recording those steps, no matter what they are, so that you can go back and review and see, is it working? What do I need to tweak up? What do I need to change? Setting a goal without having a method to track it, you just don't really know where you're at.
And what's so important about what you're saying is you need to start giving yourself partial credit. I mean, you were in school.
Yeah.
They didn't just like, it was like pass or fail. Like you made a 70, an 80, a 90. You know, I'm not talking about other grades other people made, but it was like 20s or whatever they told me. Anyway, but think about it, that they at least give you something. And, you know, successful people struggle with giving themselves partial credit. But what you can do is you can look and check yourself, measure where you are in your goal, and say, you know, I didn't reach to 10, but I reached to four. Well, that's 40%. I reached my goal by 40%. Yeah. You got to tell yourself that, and you have to celebrate it. It's an important thing. You modified your behavior. You reached 40% of what you wanted to go. And if you don't celebrate it and only reward 100%, you'll never have 100%. So when That's you think good. About that, it's celebrate it. Celebrate everything. Celebrate these steps along the way. You'll find it's hard to come up with ways to celebrate victories, but it's easy to be negative about failures. You know?
Life is too short to be negative.
Right.
I mean, days are going by so fast. That's why I'm a fan of that. You find any reason to celebrate, but especially if you're moving the ball forward, you know, even if you moved it an inch.
Right. And as a matter of fact, we want to challenge you. We want to challenge you right now, you know, hashtag celebrate. You know, some of the ways that you can think about how you could celebrate achievement, different kinds. Maybe celebrating modifications of behavior, that's one thing. Habits, for example, you know, routines, for example, or, you know, achieving other goals, whether it's like, you know, working out in a full focus life where you're focused and planning your life, what's your reward? Because I think we all need help in that area. As a matter of fact, in the VFNKB community, go to vfnkbcommunity.com and join in, because we're really going to start helping each other come up with new ways to celebrate. We want to push the limit. Come up. I mean, think about this. Some guy was so worried about his yard years ago, and he wanted to have the perfect yard. He wasn't focused on anything, and his reward would have been a good yard if he would have had a good family, but he was focused on the yard, and he missed the whole point. And now some other man's cutting his grass. It's not his house anymore. So we need each other to be able to, let's literally think about what that reward is. We got to think about that.
Yeah,
it's so important, because you can miss everything thinking you're trying to achieve something. So I just want to encourage you, you know, go to the vfnkbcommunity.com, you know, and start sharing hashtag celebrate, how to celebrate those things. Listen, if you have not yet got our podcast, we are podcasting on every platform, wherever you get your podcast, VFNKB's VFNTV podcast. You can have us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and join our audience and our family that's all around the world. As a matter of fact, today, take a moment to put a hashtag where you're from. You're from France, you're from South Africa, you're from Australia. You know, we have so many of you that from all around the world, and, you know, we're just commenting. Nobody understands where we all are. You know, just put hashtag, you know, USA, hashtag, you know, wherever, Israel, hashtag,
London,
Brazil, hashtag, Venezuela. You know, we thank you, everybody's watching us in Venezuela. We're praying for you. We're believing God for a breakthrough and freedom of Venezuela. Success literally is a mind thing, a mind game, understanding how your mind works, how God's designed you. There's so many things. You think about, I think at 25 years old, I believe they say that the frontal lobe is fully developed. That's actually the area of your brain, they say, that helps you with consequences for behavior,
thoughts,
and that type of thing. And so, I mean, you think it's time to really push really hard for success. So you hit 25, like, oh, you know, we might not make, the negative sometimes kicks in at that point, because there's so many other things you're taking care of at that point. You could reach a significant level of success before 25 years.
You sure can, but you have to apply yourself. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you got to believe that success is available for you.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that people struggle with success is because they're trying to adapt their life by other people's definition for success.
Yeah.
Loose that and let it go. You have to know what success means for you. You gotta know what does that, you know, what does it look like? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? And step out and do it and enjoy it.
So many people, John, you're gonna believe this, the only way they define success, the only way,
oh gosh,
is off of dollars.
Yes.
And those are some of the most miserable people around. Have you seen any
Hello?
Of these guys?
Hello?
I mean, like, this
if we've learned anything.
Right, right.
If you look at the news, some of the most successful celebrities you've seen are the ones that are jumping out of buildings and doing some of the most horrific things. And I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah.
But I think they actually are some of the most depressed people, because they've always been told
that's supposed
if
to
you
bring
had
happiness.
Money, how sad. If you just had money, you could go anywhere and do anything. And now that they came into this money, they realize, but I still have to live with me. You know
well, Jesus, well, the Word of God says, you know, that a man's value is not determined by his possession of his things. And he says over and over again, you know, things are what cause men to fall, you know, thinking things are more important than God. You know, you're literally, think about Mother Teresa. She impacted the world, and we're still talking about her today.
Yeah.
But success for her was ministering to somebody that was in a time of almost death.
Yeah.
And she would rescue them. And literally, she says, I saw the face of God, you know, in these people that were dying. There's so many different, we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, but ask, you know, write down below, comment below, hashtag, what do you see for success, reaching the success? You know, maybe it's different than someone else. And of course, having Finance is great to be able to do great things with it, but ultimately it's what you do with it that brings you that happiness and the joy right there. Yes. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. I speak success. I pray for mental clarity. Father God, in a reality, put their mind in a proper place, in a proper order for great success. And dear God, we just ask you, end abortion.
Yes, Lord.
Send revival. Send a great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.